We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LalisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome.
Can you hear?
And now, Coach Lalisa J. Yes. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. This is Coach Lalisa, and we have an exciting show for you today. I have on the line cast members from a very new and hot TV show that is all about teaching people how to be successful home-based business owners, how to start your own business, how to be an entrepreneur, be successful, how to really change your life for the better. Now, there's quite a bit of them. Some of you might be familiar with the new show. If not, we're going to give you details on how you can tune into the show. I happened to catch a segment of the show about 2 weeks ago, and I mean, I learned a lot. It was hilarious. I had an enjoyable time, and, you know, it just hit me. I'm like, okay, I got to present this to my audience as well, people that have been following the Coach Lalisa Show for the past 3 years right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I wanted you all to know, many of you I know are also looking to start your own businesses, or you have already started your own businesses, but somehow you haven't quite made it to the level where your dreams are, but you had heard you could do. And these are individuals that started with very, very humble beginnings. Some of them were flat out broke, and now they have reached, get this, listen up, y'all, I'm telling you the truth, millionaire status. And they have done it with poise, with tact, with a level of character that you would not believe. And so that's why I'm so excited that they're on the show. And we have with us today, right here, we have the godmother, Dorothy Cook. Now, here's a woman that I got a chance to meet personally, and from the day that I met her, I was impressed with her. And the others, there are so many. I'm going to name a few of them, and then I'm going to bring them on one by one. So we have with us on the show today, we have the godmother. I call her the godmother, and I'm sure others, she's known by that in a lot of places. Also, we have another one of the cast members, and I want to make sure I get her name right, Helen Delahousse, and I think I got that right. So I right there should get an award just for that. So, yeah, somebody needs to give me an award for getting that right.
Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing great. We are doing great. We also have on the line with us, we have, I'm going to name a couple of the married couples, because being a married woman and always wanting to be in business with my husband, I am honored and proud to say that we have the ultimate power couple on the line with us, Nicola Jackson and Robert Jackson, and we are going to hear from them today. Also, we have another power couple on here with us, Miss Twyla Portis and Erwin Portis, and all of these are individuals that I met in the physical when they came to New Jersey some years ago, and I am just amazed and excited that they're here on this show today. Also, we have a woman that I met in a school in Newark, New Jersey. So for all of those of you who are listening from New Jersey, if you went to Central High School, you need to be giving it up right now for Mrs. Stormy Wellington. I believe she's on the line. I'm not quite sure, but I will open up her phone line if she's not. We're going to hear from all of these. And I'm giving you the cast members of the show, this awesome new show. And we'll tell you more about that show in just a minute. But I'm just giving you their names. We'll see who all was able to come on, because when you are a millionaire, when you're living a millionaire lifestyle, you know, I'll be lucky if I can get a few of them to take time out of their busy schedules and the lives that they leave, dynamic lives of organizing. Some of them have teams and of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. So I'm just giving out the names. Also, we have Miss Chyna Bethley is also a cast member to the TV show that prompted this show today, that prompted me asking the cast to be on. She's also on there. Also, we have the power couple. Now, I'm telling you, this is a power couple. I love this couple because I remember when they were not yet married, but I am so honored now to be able to introduce Mr. Kenny Lloyd and his adorable, sweet wife, Shante Lloyd. God bless the both of you. So we have these power couples. Let's see, did I miss anyone's name? Oh, there's a Lydia. Yes, I did. Don't want to miss Lydia. There she is. Lydia McKinney. She is also, and Miss Erica McQueen. Erica McQueen. So I believe I hit all of the cast members. I don't believe I left anyone out. Dorothy Cook. All of these wonderful people here on the show. Oh, my God. There are so many numbers here. So I can't open up everybody's phone line. So this is what I need. Every cast member, I need you to do this. If you're on the line, I need you to hit your number one key. Because we have over 30 people on this phone line right now, and I cannot open up all these phones because there would not be a need for that. But if you are a cast member, I need you to hit your number one key, and then I'll know who you are. Now, once I call out your area code number, just give me your name, and then we'll come back and get around to the questions. If you're cut off, just dial back in. If you're cut off, dial back in. So let's do this. If you hit your number one key, I'll know you're a cast member. So when I call out your number, just give me your name. Area code 904. Okay, that's not it. Okay, area code 713-520. Who do we have with us?
Kenny Lloyd.
Kenny Lloyd. Okay, awesome. Welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. Okay, just stand by. I just want to make sure I get all the cast members' lines open. So your line is now open, and if you're not speaking, if you have noise in the background, you can just mute and whenever you unmute, you'll be able to speak because I have your phone line now open. Okay,
okay.
Well, thank you, and God bless you. Area code 954-773.
Yes, good morning. This is Stormy Wellington. I'm on the line.
Good morning, and welcome, Stormy. So glad you could join us today on this show. You can mute, but I won't mute. So whenever we ask a question and we position that question to you, you can just unmute yourself and begin to talk. But your phone line will remain open. On my half, it will remain open the entire
awesome.
Time.
Awesome.
Okay?
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Area code 904, who do we have with us? Area code 904, your phone line is open. I know it takes a minute sometimes when you have yourself on mute. Okay, so I know we have so far. I want to just do a quick roll call, and your phone lines are open. So I know. Okay, wait a minute. I have a person with a 201. They raised their hand, so let me just see. Area code, do we have someone from the cast in 201? Yes, 201. You're on the air.
I don't
okay,
think
no,
so.
Okay, no, we don't have any cast members from 201. Okay, maybe that was someone. All right, so let's see. We have Dorothy Cook, Erica
yes.
McQueen. Yes, Erica McQueen, did we get you? Okay, 904. Who do we have from the 904 area code? Several people. Where? What city is 904?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Texas. So 904. So you're just listening in to the show.
Jacksonville, Florida is 904.
Yeah, that's probably somebody just listening in.
Okay, 904. Okay, 904. Okay. So if you're just listening in, don't hit your number one key just yet, because then I will think that you're one of our one of the cast members. Okay, and then I know 201, and I know that. New Jersey. Okay, so I don't think any cast members are in New Jersey. I see that we have Stormy Wellington. Okay, she checked in. We have the Lloyds. They checked in. We had Twyla Portis. Jay checked in. And did I miss someone?
Jewel Tanker should be. You got Jewel Tanker?
Oh, Jewel Tanker. And who's? Yeah, 615 area code.
That
are
should
you
be. Hey, that's Jewel Tanker. How you doing?
Hey, Jewel Tanker, that's you at 615?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Wonderful. Okay. So you must be, like, in Tennessee somewhere.
That's right, Nashville.
Oh, well, welcome, Nashville. Okay, and who do we have at 754? 754, who do we have with us on the line?
Hey, Ms. Williams, this is Helen Delahousse. I believe mine is showing up as that 111 number that you spoke of earlier, because mine will be a block number. So if you could unmute that, that would be great. Thanks.
Okay, and that was you calling in to tell me that? Wonderful. Okay, so we got your 111 open, so you're good.
And Robert and Nicola Jackson at 770-483.
Oh, that's Nicola. Yes, Nicola, I got you on. Yep, your number actually is the first number in, so you're our first caller. You know what? You're the first one who called in, you and Dorothy Cook, so welcome. Mm-hmm. And let's see, who else do we have? We have somebody with a 678 number. 678, tell us your name, and are you with the cast? Is that a cast member? Okay, no, not a problem. We're going to get started. It's just about 13 after the hour, so we have plenty of time. And I hope, those cast members, the show will last for an hour and a half. I have that time allotted for the show today. If for some reason you have to jump off, that is, let us know that you have to go. I know people have other obligations. And is there anyone that I did not open your phone line yet?
Hey, just so you know, I have to get off in about 30 minutes. This is Jewel.
And this is Jewel. Okay, Jewel, you have to get off. So, Jewel, I'll make sure any questions that I have for Jewel, okay, I'll make sure I get that questions in. Great, thank you. And, okay, so I'm just going to go with the questions. Who was at the 904 number? 904 area code.
I don't think that's a cast member. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
Okay, no cast member. Okay, what about the 757 number? 757, are you one of the cast members?
I don't recognize that area code either, unless they're calling from a different phone.
Okay, so it looks like I got all of the cast. Okay, so it looks like we got everybody's line open that needs to be open. What about 786? What about 786?
Don't recognize that one either.
Not one. Okay. So 786 is not one. We said 904 is not one. Those are people listening in. Okay. So let's roll. Let's rock and roll. So we wanted, I want to introduce to you all the cast of a brand new hit TV show on Centric TV. And the show is entitled Amateur Millionaires Club. And you can find them on the internet. They actually have a website, AmateurMillionairesClub.tv, And I definitely want to welcome each and every one of you that is tuned in to the show, those of you who follow our show regularly, and for those of you who, if it's your first time tuning in, we thank you for tuning in. The show will be in archives as soon as the show is over. It will be in archives on the Coach of, on the LaLisa Williams website, and you can also send that link to anyone that you would like to listen to the show. Again, I thank Leslie and Dana for helping to get the cast all together, and also definitely a big shout-out to Godmother Dorothy Cook, who is the person that I did get in touch with to be on the show, and she did, you know, say, hey, why don't we get the whole cast on the show? So I really, really want to just thank her for her willingness, because she certainly could have just said, oh, wow, sure, I'll do your show, and it can just be all about me. But that is not what she did. She emailed me right back, because I reached out to her on Facebook. She reached out to me right back and said, oh, I want the whole cast to come on. So, Dorothy, I thank you. God bless you for that. And for me, this is amazing to have all of these powerful, powerful people on who came from humble beginnings, who are now living the life of their dreams. And not only that, but they are helping others. So those of you, people like Hope in Cincinnati, Ohio, who's listening in, Z Coleman right here in New Jersey that's listening in, Pat that's listening, people that I know that are listening in, also Sabrina and others that have contacted me, Mr. Versi Walker and many others that when they, they said they wanted to tune in. All of these individuals are in some type of home-based business, or they are in some type of business, and they need the strategies that you all have today that we're going to talk about. So we are very, very excited about this, and I just want to get to the questions. So the first question that I would like to ask is for Jewel Tankard, since I know you definitely have to leave, but also and pose the question to Twyla Portis as well. And I want to know from you two, how did you get started as an entrepreneur? If you could just, you know, keep your questions about a minute or so.
Okay, great. I got started because I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. I'm actually a fourth-generation entrepreneur. My parents had a successful business downtown Detroit for many years, my uncle, my grandmother. And so pretty much expected when we came out of the room to sign the contract that you were going to be an entrepreneur and not work a regular job. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of true. It's a little joke in our family. So it was pretty much expected, and I ended up going to business school at the University of Michigan and graduating from there. And so I was pretty much bred to be an entrepreneur, I think, pretty much my entire life.
Awesome. Wonderful. So you grew up with it. Great. And what about you, Twyla?
Hi there. Yeah, you know, kind of similar situation. You know, my dad, you know, owned his own business. And, you know, I saw the time that he was able to put in to our family because he owned his own time. And I looked at that model, and it looked like a really great business model. And, you know, growing up, probably like most people, you know, went to school and got that good education. And then I did start to work in corporate America. But, guys, you know, I didn't really, you know, I didn't really like it. Everything was, you know, I was told, to, you know, when to go to lunch, when to come home, you know, how much time I had on vacation. And I quickly learned I was allergic to bosses. And so I partnered with my husband with a traditional business here in Houston and got a taste of entrepreneurship and really loved how it felt. And so that was my start of entrepreneurship.
Wonderful, because there are a lot of people today that are not able to find jobs for whatever reason, or they've been downsized or right-sized. So I think that tuning into a show like this, listening to people like yourself and Jewel and some of the other questions that are going to come forth from the cast members, but also each and every one of you are entrepreneurs in your own right. You're successful. You've made a success out of starting your own business and in the home-based business industry, which of all the industries, you know, probably one of the hardest businesses to run, though it could be one of the easiest ones to start. So that takes us, so thank you for those answers, because I think it's going to help a lot of people. But that takes me to my next question, which deals with some of the challenges that people have to face. and overcome them. So I want to know from, now I'm going to bring in Miss Nicola Jackson and Mr. Kenny Lloyd. I'm going to pose these questions to you two and to answer that question. What challenges did you face and how did you overcome them? Nicola, why don't we start with you? Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, Lilisa, thank you for having us on the call. And, you know, I can just boil it down to about two major challenges that I faced, and it was one from external and one from internal, and meaning that the external was the naysayer. You know, I'm a second-generational hairstylist, as well as my family, being that they were immigrants, they had to make their own job. They couldn't just walk into place and just get a job. So, you know, entrepreneurship, again, came natural for me. But owning a job, which is entrepreneurship, you know, owning your job, owning your own business, I still, you know, worked long hours and did not have a lot of time for my family and things like that. So what that led to was the internal challenge, which was sometimes, you know, having to overcome guilt of feeling like, you know, if I wasn't there enough for my family, my kids. Quickly, I had to seek God and to get things in order. And then once I definitely put those things in perspective of God first and then, you know, my family and then pursuing all of the other things, you know, overcoming as well that guilt internally of wanting to be that career woman but still want, because people tell you it's either or, never and. And, you know, you're either a career woman or you're a stay-at-home mom. And with network marketing, it has given me the best of both worlds. And I had to make a risk, take a risk. Because without risk, there's no success. And that risk was transitioning from, you know, owning my own business. I also have an extensive background in real estate, and I would always do them together for over a decade. I would do hair and I was doing real estate, never wanting to leave one for the other. But network marketing, that transition, I went into that full time, and boy, there was the pressure, again, of the naysayers saying that it wouldn't work. And so I'm here to say that it worked, and it worked better than any of the other decisions I've ever made from a business standpoint.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lloyd, the same question, which is, what challenges did you face, and how did you overcome them?
I can't hear you, baby. I don't hear you.
Hey, can you hear me? Listen,
yes, we can hear you.
I want to echo some of the things that Nicola said. First, I want to thank you for inviting us on the show, and I certainly want to reach out and thank Dorothy for thinking enough to invite everybody on the show. But it was belief. You know, one of the biggest challenges that my wife and I faced as we were building our business was belief in the infancy of our business.
Wow.
We had to overcome the challenge of belief that we could be successful, belief that we could overcome where we were, you know, belief that we could help some people, and belief that this thing worked, you know. And then the second challenge was, once we believed, was making other people believe that they, too, could be successful, that they could overcome. So those were the two biggest challenges, you know, but I always tell people that it's funny how success overcomes, you know, challenges. And, you know, we just worked and worked and worked, and the harder we worked and the longer we worked, the more things started happening, and our beliefs started coming to fruition. So those were the two biggest challenges. I don't want to take up a lot of time. It was belief on both sides.
Wow. Well, those answers were both powerful. Talking about, I love what you said, Nicola, about the external and the internal. That's certainly something that I think people can really relate to. And then as you start talking, Mr. Lloyd, about that belief, you know, you got to believe in yourself when nobody else will, talking about how success will help you overcome the challenges. But I think what you both were saying, too, is that you got to work hard, and that's what people – yeah, that's what people need to know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And again, you know, I just want to get through all of the questions with everybody. And again, if you know, I did a whole hour and a half. So later, you know, once we get through all the questions and everyone has an opportunity to share what they have, because it's such a valuable wealth of information. We may even have time toward the end if somebody wants to ask questions and whoever is still with us. And I do realize that Ms. Jewel said that she would have to leave. So let's go on to the next question. Talking about hard, Stormy Wellington and Shante Lloyd, I'd like to pose this question at the two of you. What is the hardest thing about being in business for yourself or being in a home-based business or a network marketing business? What is the hardest thing?
Good morning, Lalisa.
Smart Cushion or Karastan Karastep Reserve Cushion. A donation is made to Susan G. Komen for the Cure.
Okay.
Give our purpose the support it deserves and help a great cause at the same time.
No problem.
Can you hear me, Lalisa?
I can.
Wow, that was interesting. Good morning. This is Stormy Wellington. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, good morning. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Lalisa?
I sure can.
Okay, well, the hardest thing for me, or I would like to say the most challenging thing for me, is that the freedom that it gives you is free. You have freedom to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. And because of that, you have to get disciplined. You have to discover that definite of purpose. What is it that you're going for? And stay focused on that thing. You got to make sure that you delegate your time properly in terms of your kids and, you know, your business, in terms of your personal time, your spiritual time. And so, again, just I don't like to say the word hard, but challenging is making sure that you have balance and that you're still, you know, keeping focus on that definite goal. So that's it for me.
Wow. Well, you said a mouthful right there. Discipline, delegating your time, making sure, oh, I tell you, that's good. And, you know, and the good thing about a show like this is that people will be able to go back, and if they missed anything, I know some people are taking notes and writing things down, they'll be able to go back, and they'll be able to listen to this over and over. So when you all give these answers, you know, don't just think they're just flying into the air and gone. This is going to be here permanently in the archives, and people will be able to go back and listen. So we really, really appreciate how you all are giving us some good information that we can use to help us in our businesses. So also that same question to Ms. Shante Lloyd now. What is the hardest thing about being in business for yourself, home-based business, and a business like this?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Stormy stole my answer, which was
Aww.
So true.
We're going to make her give it back.
Discipline is definitely a big issue with me. Because unfortunately, or should I say fortunately, I don't have any children, but I still run my household, and to balance the two is the main thing. I have empathy for people like Stormy Wellington and Twyla Portis and definitely Nicole and Robert Jackson, who have children and have to balance their husbands, their children, and their business as well. Yeah. And so I, too, have to do the same on top of I still work my part-time job, and so which gives me the benefit of having health insurance and travel benefits, which is wonderful for Kenny and I and our family as well. So, yeah, what Stormy said just took it all. Balancing everything is really what is very hard. And sometimes I don't want to say it's hard working with Mr. Lloyd, because we work the business well together. He does his part and I do our part, but sometimes we do tend to clash every now and then.
Okay. All right. So I can imagine you're balancing now, because we, you know, some of us, many of us who are right here listening in today, we've watched the show. So we know that you all are balancing billions of, you know, in probably some cases, millions, definitely. Absolutely. We, you know, like I said, we've seen the, you know, the Amateur Millionaires Club show. We know that you all are making millions, and we know that you started from humble beginnings. And so that's got to take a whole new balancing act that goes beyond, you know, family and friends and, you know, just to even wrap your mind around having that kind of money to manage. So we really believe that what you're sharing with us today is such valuable information. We appreciate it. So I don't know if anybody had the response to that or what. I just threw that out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. That balancing is key. With Lisa, I think Shante probably had to drop off. It is key, and it's not easy, but it's definitely achievable.
Okay. Thank you. We needed to hear that. And now, was that Stormy?
That was Nicola. I didn't hear them trying.
Okay, Nicola, no problem. I just kind of put that question out there for anybody to kind of respond to, because that is the truth. Okay, so I know people will be starting to go. It's already 10:30. So let me, but thank you for that. Okay, so, you know, when we're talking about having a being in the network marketing business, a home-based business, it has network marketing has several names for the type of business it is. For years and years, we know it was called direct sales. And we know people that, you know, worked with companies like your Avons and what have you have been in this business for years. It's not a new business. But what I think is new is how people like you all of the cast from this that are on here today, how you all are transforming this into a very viable business for individuals who absolutely are broke and have nothing. And so my next question, I'm going to pose that to Helen Della. Who say, and I just love saying her name now that I learned properly how to say it. And
good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having us on the call this morning. Can you hear me just fine?
I can. And this question, I'm going to give you and China Bethley a chance to answer it if she's with us. The question is, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out in the home-based business? I mean, like, or as being an entrepreneur, they don't have a clue. They've never done this. They didn't grow up with it in their family. They're just at a point in their life where they know they need an income and the jobs are not opening up, and they've come to this show. They've heard about the success that you all have had. What advice would you give that person to help them?
Thank you so much, again, for having us on the call and allowing us to provide coaching tips to your listening audience. And for myself and so many others that is a part of this great group, Amateur Millionaires Club, you know, I believe that we all started with, you know, utilizing and identifying the why that was deep down on the inside of us and developing a mantra. You know, from that why, some people may, you know, identify the word mantra as an affirmation. And so for me, it was key to get in tune and in touch with what is the reasoning for me to step out on faith. And I had to hold that dear near to me every single day, you know, by first of all doing a goal poster, a vision board, some people may call it. And so I had to identify that with my faith, because I faced many fears in stepping out on faith in the arena of now I am working.
Smart
strands by Mohawk. Sounds like somebody has a commercial running in the background.
I know, this is radio. I was going to play a commercial later, but I don't guess I have to now.
Wow. Well, what we could do is just maybe everybody could just mute their phone until it's their time to speak, and then maybe that'll end that commercial. Maybe it's somebody's television station or something.
Okay.
But what I was saying,
because we really want to hear, I really want to hear from Helen Della, who say, and I want
Helen,
and I get
Helen is fine.
I know, but my
married name may be easier play. Maybe easier for you to say today. I'm just newly married myself, but it's cool.
I just love saying who say, like who say, like who said it, you know?
Yeah, I say.
That's cute.
I say.
I know that's right. Della, who say, I say. Okay, I think we lost that person.
Okay.
I mean, that noise.
Cool,
so now
cool
we can
beans.
Go for
I'll kind of just pick up where I left off. You know, but I think identifying with that whole faith piece, you know, because there's a fear there as you step out from corporate America. At least I know it was for myself, you know, being involved in advertising and marketing for 12 years, that was my cushion. I knew exactly what I was going to make each and every month. So coming into a home-based business, you know, being an entrepreneur, it was like that fear. But when that fear embraces the faith, then, you know, sky is certainly, in my opinion, the absolute limit. So putting that mantra, Alicia, in front of you every day, you know, fighting over those barriers, gaining the control of your atmosphere, and understanding that you have the power to create, make, or break every opportunity. So in essence, I think as I close, you know, the power of connections, you know, as that affirmation and that mantra is being said daily, you got to be careful what you speak and put out in the atmosphere and what you're connected to. And so as you operate through your home-based business, you want to make sure that all relationships are viable, you know, that there's power in those relationships and that, you know, if there's anything that's bringing you down, weighing you down, you know, forcing you to think, you know, demonic thoughts or whatever the case may be, just things that are not, you know, godly or not operating in godly principles as you operate through your entrepreneurship home-based business. You want to make sure you're connected to things that are good nature and things that are going to produce fruit and people that are going to produce fruit, because what you are connected to, you will become. So that's kind of what I hope I've explained that. That's something every day when I wake up, I'm always focused on, you know, who am I allowing into my atmosphere? Who am I partaking? What conversation? Because all that can be draining. It can, you know, be, you know, de-edifying your walk, your journey. So for me, every day, I'm laser focused as running a very successful business is that what am I saying yes to today? What am I connected to today? Who am I connected to today? You know, and that's that whole, you know, journey of fear embracing your faith, because the fear piece is disconnecting, because sometimes you have to disconnect before you can reconnect. So I hope that
makes sense. That made a lot of sense, because I was just thinking about something like that earlier today. When you can let go, when you're walking away from somebody versus actually, you know, losing something, but when you walk away on purpose, you're walking away
on purpose.
So it's not just that, oh, gosh, this person is gone out of my life. I'm so miserable. No, I had to step away from that so I can move on somewhere else. And I like what you said about the faith. So that's why we needed to make sure we had clear sound to hear that, because that is critical, putting faith with the discipline, the delegation of the other pieces that were spoken on here today, talking about the external and the internal conflicts that are within us, talking about that belief of being able to overcome our challenges by being successful. This is all working. It is as if you all got together and put these answers together. But I guess it really does show the value of this, the TV show, which is going to take me to my next question as soon as I hear from Chyna Bethley, if she is on. I don't remember if she checked in or not, but Chyna, are you with us? And if someone knows her area code, because there are so, I have actually probably close to 50 phone lines here, and so I'm not sure which area code she is, but if she is on. She's a 404?
404. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do have a 404 somewhere.
399.
I have a 404. I'm not sure if it'll be hers, but this will be, yes, the most we've had. Let me see if I find it. Okay, I don't see a 404. I thought I had one. What I had was,
hey,
oh,
I gave a more
there
extensive
it is.
Answer.
Four,
because I
okay.
think, I don't know if Chyna was able to join us.
I think Chyna, I think she's here. Chyna, is
okay,
this
great,
you?
Great, great, great.
This is Chyna. I'm not sure if you unmuted me, but
I guess I
dialed into the wrong line.
No, I definitely unmuted you. You're on with Coach Lalisa. You're on the Lalisa Williams Show, and you are here with your other team members. So,
well, good morning. I've been listening.
Good
in. It's
morning.
Been amazing.
Well, you all are amazing, and I'm blessed that you all took the time to even be here. And the question that was asked that you were also given an opportunity to respond to is the same one that was just asked to Ms. Helen. What advice would you give to someone just starting out?
Absolutely.
In a home-based
thanks
business
again.
Or a network? Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks again, Lisa, for having us on the show as a group. I appreciate Dorothy Cook, the godmother, for extending the invitation out to us, and everything thus far has just been amazing. And I'll keep it real short and simple because I think that, for number one, we have to understand that God has given us all the power to gain wealth. And so when you are prepared to understand that, when you tap into entrepreneurship and are ready to go against the grain, meaning that the grain is the system, that everybody pretty much goes through. You go to school, you go to college, you get a degree, and then you help someone else's dream to come true. So when you go against that, you have to expect the adversity that comes with it. I believe that when you are prepared, when you have the end in mind of what it is that you want, and you're so driven, you're so committed, you're so passionate to go after that thing, everything that comes along the way doesn't stop you, because you expect that that's a part of the process. I think that you have to understand, if God has given us the power to gain wealth, then you have to know that the enemy is going to try to stop you any and every opportunity that he can. And so I think that you prepare yourself for that. You put that armor on. You have the people around you that's going to, you know, invest into you and become assets in your life and not, you know, constantly make withdrawals from you and be liabilities. You have people around you that you can grow and learn from so that you're prepared along the way for the bigger goal. And so my advice to someone who's just getting started in home-based businesses, understand that, you know, you're part of a small percentage of people that are willing to even do that. So understand that it's not going to be easy. Understand that some people around you are not going to understand what you're doing. Understand that most people are consumed with fear. And if you're going to really have that faith, then you got to kick fear's butt out of the way and go, and don't let anybody stop you and stop you and get you off track for what it is that you know God has put on the inside of you. And that's what I would share. Keeping it simple, even though it's a challenge, it's still a simple process. When you're prepared.
Yes, prepare the challenges. You have just, you know, lit up this show with those nuggets of wisdom, I'm going to call them. When you jumped in there right away talking about God has given us the power to get wealth, one of my favorite scriptures, Deuteronomy 8:18. That's one I will never forget.
Yes, I know
that one by heart. And that, when you talked about that going against the grain, we are so blessed, and so many people who have their businesses who didn't know how to get started, wanted to get started, they can watch the Amateur Millionaires Club. They can join the club. We'll give them information at the end how they can connect with you all on the internet through social media. But we certainly want people to know that they can tune in and they can get some instruction right here. And they are listening to some powerful people so far. We've heard from Jewel Tanker. We heard from Twyla's Porter. We've heard from Cola Jackson. We haven't yet heard from her husband, Robert Jackson, but we've heard from both Shante Lloyd and Kenny Lloyd. We have heard from Stormy Wellington. We still have yet to hear from Erica McQueen, Dorothy Cook, Lydia McKinney. I know Dorothy Cook is on the line. I wasn't quite sure if we heard from Erica McQueen yet. We do have Mr. Robert Jackson and also Mr. Irwin Portis. So I'm going to get right back to our questions. We are going to hear a little commercial in just a short minute, but I want to keep rolling. And if everybody's good, I know this is a lot to have all of you. It's about 13 of you to have all of you on a show like this. But if I was you, I would get ready for more of this because, you know, imagine now next you're going to be on, let's just say you're on Wendy Williams, and then she's going to have to bring in 3 brand-new sofas for all of you all to sit on her stage or the Oprah Winfrey Show. But I'm glad, if you haven't been on any of those shows yet, I'm glad to say they were on my show. They were on the LaLisa Williams Show, and we had room in our virtual studio for all of them. And hopefully you got your kids and your family members and other people's also sitting there with you listening to how freely you all are giving out this information as God has freely given to you and made all of you a success. Millionaires. I'm talking to millionaires here, y'all. I'm not talking to people that one day want to be a millionaire. You are listening. You're not listening from people who are working the business and hoping to become a millionaire. I need each and every one of you who are tuned into this show by cell phone, by iPads, or however you're listening. I know we got a couple in the chat room. We got tons of them on the phone line. And you are listening. Some of you will go back and listen to archives. You're at work and what have you. You can't listen now. But let me tell you, you are listening to people who are laying it down for you. And you probably won't get this kind of powerful information anywhere else, and you didn't have to pay for it. Okay, nobody stopped you at the door and asked for a $10 registration fee or $15 or anything. You are getting this powerful information from millionaires, people who started with nothing, started with a job just like you, people who looked just like you. Some were homeless. Some were on the verge of being homeless. Some had lost their businesses and had to start over. This is what they have achieved, millionaire, not just in status, because they already had that. Because with God, we start out as millionaires. So not just in status, but they actually have the cash to back it up. So next we're going to bring on, my next question goes out to Miss Dorothy Cook, and also going to ask Stormy to chime in on this one. And we're talking about the star status in television. For me, I feel like I'm a TV star just talking to you all.
So, I'm here. Can you hear me, LaLisa?
I can hear you, Godmother Dorothy. And I want to know, here's the question, and then you can say whatever y'all want to say after that. How does it feel to be on TV and have your very own TV show? Now, I want you to answer that one.
Okay, great. Listen, thanks for having us on the show, the cast of The Amateur Millionaire. We are an awesome team, and, you know, when you call me, I say, oh, I got to have my team on. The club members, you know, we are all great, and I just love this. And to think, even in my wildest dreams, never, I couldn't see it, what I thought we would have a TV show and be on the number one centric show.
I mean, wow.
That's when I look back, I can say only God. God could have done this. And then I think I'm so blessed that each of the cast members have their own relationship with Jesus Christ. So when I look back and see that, that's when I can know, hey, with God, all things are possible. And it just reminded me to take him out of the box. Because the Amateur Millionaire Show has opened up doors to let people know, hey, you can do it. You can do it. And to me, these guys feel like they are, I feel like they're my children on this phone. Because I am, two steps younger than most of them, I'll put it that way. And it's like a mother hen. I don't want to say a mother hen, but you know how you watch your children grow and grow and grow, and then you say, wow, look at what we produced here. Look at what came out of people starting from very humble beginnings to have nothing and to look at them now. Not everybody. I mean, Jewel was already a millionaire when I met Jewel Tanker, but on the most part, the rest of us, we were just, you know, started from humble beginnings. And then Helen was also an entrepreneur. As you know, Robert and Nicola, they had their own business, and so did Twyla and Irwin. But for me to look back and how the team members came together, the club members, I keep saying team, but we are a team, the club members came together. And then out of this to have a TV show. I mean, you know, when I grew up, there weren't very many black people on TV. As a matter of fact, my grandmother used to always say, wow, if I could just see one black person on TV. As a matter of fact, there weren't any, Holly. There was only Amos and Andy, and we know they were painted. So if I could bring my grandmother back right now and show her, wow, I'm here. And that should let everybody know it. If we can do it, you can do it.
That's good. Wow. That's good. Yes, go ahead, Stormy.
Wow, I'm just sitting here listening to Miss Cook, and honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind is you know, the scripture, how God prepare a table before the presence of your enemies. And for me, being on national TV really is killing the negative stigma about the industry of network marketing. So I just feel like we all represent the entire industry of network marketing. And so for me, I have a lot of humility because I know that a lot of people out there are hurting, and they're looking for an alternative to supplement their income and even replace their incomes. People are starting to want to be in a place where they don't just pay their bills anymore. You know, there was a point in time where they say, hey, if I could just pay my bills. But people want to do more than just pay their bills. So I'm excited for the show, and I'm excited for the people that get it, because at the end of the day, it's just showing you how network marketing is not a pyramid, it's not a scheme, it's not a scam. It is actually a true business model that can allow, I don't care, the average ordinary person, I don't care if you have a GED or a PhD, I don't care, you know, where you come from, you can get into network marketing and have optimal success. So for me, I'm more excited for the world. I'm more excited for the people that's going to watch the show and going to get it and look at somebody on the show and say, you know what, I can be her. I see myself in her. I see myself in him. And if he can do it, if she can do it, you know what, I know that I can do it as well. So back to you, Ms. Lisa. Melissa.
Wow. Well, you all are sending not just ripples, but you're sending a tsunami right now into the lives of everyday people. So some people who had not even watched the show, some people may not have even heard of the show, but a few more people have now heard of the show, and because they're able to tune in here and hear that you all are real people with real lives, real backgrounds, the same fears and things that other people had to overcome, had to tap into your own, the same level of faith that you all have had to tap into, had to deal with situations that are real. I think that's going to make people even going to embrace, like you said, Stormy, like you said, Godmother, the whole concept that if they can do it, so can I.
And that's all we want to see, Lalisa, that it can be done. Anybody. All you have to do is have, like you've heard, have the will to want to change. Romans 12:2 say, don't be conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And here is a transformation.
You got a computer.
And see, I met you all back in 2009.
Right.
That's what, 3 years ago. And ever since I've been knowing you all, you've been saying the same thing. So that's what, in my mind, sealed the deal that, yes, these are people that I want to latch on to. Show that I'll promote anywhere I go. These are some people that I will promote them because I know they're real. Because your tune hasn't changed.
Right, and see, people want to see that you're average people. Because most people, when they look at a TV show or look at any show, the first thing comes to their mind is, oh, I can't do that.
Exactly.
Or they did this, or they went to college, or they got a degree to do this. I didn't get any of that. Nothing. So
and
I just want everybody to know that this is something you can do.
I remember being out there in a hotel in Somerset, and I remember just standing there flat-footed, having just a basic conversation with Kenny Lloyd and Mr. Irwin Porter. I remember him stopping in the hallway to talk to us about what to say to potential clients. I remember talking to Ms. Twyla Porter and just, you know, she was, you know, headed back to the airport and or you know, talking to you, how you sat down and were going to do a TV interview with me years ago, and we never got a chance to do it. But you were humble enough to say you would do it. You were going to fit me in your schedule then. And that's why I'm so excited about what people are going to experience. And so though some of you, I never met you physically, in person, rather. I've never met, you know, Jewel in person. Nicola Jackson, I remember, you know, being in Newark. I remember her taking the time to share her ideas. And, you know, I remember talking to Helen down in Atlanta at one of the big conferences. And I remember her coming here to Newark and down at this high school over there. So, that's what I'm so happy about, is to know that you all aren't fakes. You all aren't just talking this stuff just to get people to join into something, but then you all believe in what you're saying. You believe that people can really have a good life. I'm just excited. We gotta go on because we got more questions, but I'm just overwhelmed at how God has done this thing. And so I know some people may have to go. So before I go to my commercial break, let me get to Mr. Kenny Lloyd and Mr. Robert Jackson, and let me hit them with this question. Does success have an attitude? And if it does, what is it? Yes. Does success have an attitude? And if so, what is that attitude?
Hey, this is Kenny Lloyd. You know what? That's a good question. No, it doesn't have an attitude. It has a responsibility. I think that most people, you've heard say before that to whom much is given, much is required. You know, Shantae and I, you know, as we, you know, actually, you know, our story went from broke as hell to living well. And when we got to the living well stage, you know, and got success out of the way, so to speak, we decided that now that we've gotten that out of the way, we wanted to concentrate on significance. You know, and concentrating on significance was not having a personal agenda, making sure our agenda was sharing what happened to us, our transformation, with as many people as we could, you know, as we could touch, that would receive it. So does it have an attitude? For me, it doesn't have an attitude. It bears a responsibility. And, again, that responsibility is to share it with as many people as possible, to share like we're doing now, how we did it, you know, with the show. And I thank God for Centric TV for giving us a platform to share the reality of our situations and where we came from, because each of our stories are different. But, again, for us, it's about significance now. It's not about attitude. It's not about the success. We're very grateful. We thank God every day for the success that we were able to have. But, you know, success comes in goals, you know, and I think how you maintain it determines, you know, is determined by how significant you are in that success, you know, and how you give back. So, you know, that's our perspective. We just wanted to share that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome. So now, Mr. Robert Jackson.
Wow, wow, that is so awesome. I'm going to expound on some of the things that Kenny just said. One thing about attitude, most of the time when people consider attitude, they consider something negative. And the reason why they consider something negative, because most of the time a person's first mindset, when you share anything with them or when you try to get a person's life to go to the next level, the first thing a person is geared to is negativity. But see, when you start to be successful, that whole definition starts to change. It has a different look. It has a different definition, because successful people, when we wake up, we don't wake up with excuses. We wake up with expectancy, because we understand that by us being successful, that we have people that look at us and we have people that say, I would love to be a part of what these individuals are doing. So when you have a positive attitude, when you have a winning attitude, people want to be around that. And that's what I consider a successful attitude is, because you have to start to understand that people want to be connected to something that is moving. People want to be connected to people that are going in a different direction, because the TV says you can't do it. Life tells you you have to do this certain way. Life tells you you have to be a certain thing. So when a person say success has an attitude and what it look like, where in our world it is positive and optimistic. It is enthusiastic. It is motivated. It is authentic. And it is significant, because one thing about most people is that they got to understand that you have to be more than authentic, okay? You have to deliver value. You have to be significant in order to succeed, and most people are not willing to be significant, but we as the people on this line, we teach people how to be significant. We teach people how to take their life to the next level. We teach people that no matter what has happened in your life, that if you are connected to the AMC club, you are going to be successful, because excuses cannot occupy the same space as success, and that's what we train people. We also believe in ourselves. And we teach people how to believe in themselves. We also start to teach people that having a successful attitude, that you have to have the right things in life. You have to be around the right people. So that means that you got to dispose of some things. Successful-minded people don't wake up and look at what happened to them in 2006. They look at what's going to happen to them in 2013. Because what God has put on all of our life on this phone, he has put expectancy on our life. And when he charged you to live a life of expectancy, he charged you that he's going to take you to the next level. He's going to put you in front of people. And when I give you that successful attitude, I'm going to charge you to use it in a positive way. So that's what I consider when I think of that question.
Wow. Well, that's powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. And I know we have some more questions. Don't go away. We're going to take just a short break. I have to make this announcement because of our supporters for the Lalisa Williams Show, which is sponsored by Performance Strategies Unlimited, and I have to make an announcement. So everyone, please stand by. We do have some more questions from these powerful people. Oh, my God, I don't even want to start just going back over, because we'll be here all day. So we'll be back in just a minute. But now I want to tell you about an awesome event coming up. For those of you who are on the East Coast or can make it to the Northeast, I want to tell you about an event that you don't want to is. It is the Women's Leader and Entrepreneur Summit and Expo. The theme is Release Your Power, Your Aspiration, and Your Innovation. And it's presented by Performance Strategies Unlimited and Sisters to Sisters Divine Connection. You can register today by calling 973-573-2494 or 908-432-1853. Register today. The event will be held on Saturday, August the 25th, 2012, from 9 to 3 p.m. in the Pavilion Room at 925 Aileen Street in Newark, New Jersey. That's the 1199J building. Now listen to some of these speakers we have on tap for you, Summit speakers. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Some of you know she's a multimedia psychologist, a lecturer, and a speaker, and a writer. You know, she wrote for Essence Magazine for over 30 years. That's right. We have Ms. Francine Humphreys coming all the way from Virginia Beach, Virginia, speaker, show host, and leader. We have Dr. Lois Green, vice president of the Newark Beth Israel Hospital right here in Newark, New Jersey, coming to talk about health and how we can stay healthy so that we can enjoy all of our wealth. We also have a consultant, trainer, and speaker, Mary Ann Cotchett. She will be one of the speakers. Also, we have thought leader and speaker, Beverly K. Carter, coming all the way from the Washington, D.C. area. Miss Audrey Bell Carney, she's an entrepreneur, consultant, and speaker, businesswoman extraordinaire right here in New Jersey. We also have Nicole M. Upton. She's a motivational speaker and real estate broker coming all the way from Dallas, Texas. And we also have a few surprise guest speakers that will be there on that day. Vendor tables are available. You can call 973-573-2494. We will have door prizes, food, for just $30. Tickets are only $30. So make sure that you come out to support the Women Leaders and Entrepreneur Summit and Expo on August the 25th, from 9 to 3. The number again, 973-573-2494. Or you can find them on Facebook. They actually have a Facebook page. So you can just put in facebook.com/womenleadersentrepreneurs. Okay, so we're getting back to our awesome, awesome cast members for the brand new TV show, awesome show. I've watched it. Hilarious, entertaining, informative for individuals. I tell you, your show is at a perfect time. It couldn't have been a better time. See, the show couldn't have been done 10 years ago, 20 years. It wouldn't have been that relevant. But the show is for right now. This is the perfect time for the perfect show to help individuals, because right now the network marketing business is blowing up. It is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. People are realizing, like Twyler said and some others have said and Helen has said and probably mostly all of you have said, that is nothing like, and I know Shantae definitely said it, is nothing like working for yourself, having your own business, realizing that I don't have to work just for someone else. Someone even said that it's not so much about or. I think that might have been Stormy. You can do this, you know, you can have this, and you can have this in addition to. You can have a job working a 9-to-5 for someone and start your home-based business, network marketing business, because it's going to come a time where that might be the only income that you have coming in, because companies are shutting down right and left, just so that you'll know. So the next question is going to go to McQueen, if we have her on the line, and Lydia McKinney. I believe they're on the line. If not, I will make sure that I open up their phone lines or get someone else to answer this question, because we really do need someone to talk about this. What are some of the reasons that you wanted to give up? And, you know, and the reason we ask this question, because I know for me, I've seen a lot of people in the network marketing business, including myself, including Wah, who not only wanted to give up, but did give up. And I want to know how you dealt with this when it happened to you, so that I can hopefully get back on the right path and so many others can as well. So, Erica McQueen, if you're here, and also Lydia McKinney. Does anyone?
Hey, Alicia, if Erica and Lydia didn't log on, this is Helen Della Hussein. I'll just kind of step in real quick and answer that question. I think, you know, many of us can relate to the three P's, and that's power, prestige, and perception. And a lot of times, you know, we find ourselves in a place of giving up because of power, prestige, and perception. And it can be very dangerous if you don't know how to turn around for the good and the growth and development of your life. And so I think all of us at one point or another have faced, you know, many challenges with just our mindset, you know, and trying to get out of our own way, the ego that we deal with, because where there's so much power in the equation, you know, you're dealing with a lot of, you know, aggression. You know, you're dealing with a lot of people that have, you know, been hurt. And it's amazing that the people that make it to the top in this group have the most amazing catastrophic events that have happened in their life. I mean, they have really triumphed. And if you really dissect and look at the Amateur Millionaires Club, again, we have gone through we've gone through a lot of storms in life. And so sometimes when you go through those storms, you know, you start to put barriers up and of protection, because you've gone through so many challenges. But it's those 9 times of 10 become the most resilient, you know, tenacious people. And because we use our pain as we keep pushing past the pressure, past the paranoia, you know, past the problems, the persecution even. So we use our pain as a symbolization of, you know, that basically we're hiding, you know, behind that pain. And we're able to, you know, to relate and help so many people, but it's because of a place of pain, if that makes sense to you. And so, you know, some of the times the reasons that people give up, even in entertainment, infotainment, entrepreneurship, you know, network marketing, whatever, because sometimes they just can't get past the pain. Sometimes they just can't get past the, you know, the pressures of life, and more importantly, that power, prestige, and perception that sometimes comes with all of the glory. Because it goes back to the basic premise, you know, you really need to know someone's story before you judge their glory. And so with that being said, I just think that, you know, we've all been to a place of, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I feel worthy enough. I don't know if I could, you know, really get past. So who am I going to teach and help walk through this thing we call life when I've gone through so much and it hasn't been, you know, good? It's been a smudge. It's been a, you know, an issue that maybe has brought a humiliation on my life and things like that. So I think we've all gotten there. But the great news is, the good news is the word of God, and just connecting again people like the Amateur Millionaires Club. We have some powerful coaches, all of us, that have gone through so much, and we're willing to share and be very transparent. And it's just a beautiful thing, Alicia, that we can truly teach people about the new American dream and how to maintain it, you know, how to not get in a place of giving up. So,
Melissa, this is Dorothy Cook. I'd like to answer that question because I so many times wanted to give up, and I had to find a way to keep going. But the things that made me wanted to give up was more the stigma on MLM, because I kept running into people that said, oh, that's a pyramid scheme. And I had to talk people and let them know that this is not a pyramid scheme. I had to realize that I had to be out on the forefront, that I had to be willing to do what others won't do so I could have what others won't have. I had to get past people saying no to me. My own family said no to me, told me to go get a real job. And I had to sit down and listen and realize, hey, the people that had nothing had the loudest voices. They were telling me, don't do this, don't do that, you can't do that. And it wasn't that I didn't want to do it. I was letting people that didn't want it talk me out of what I wanted. And I had to realize, I had to get past a lot of no's. And see, people get in a business and they're afraid, oh, I'm selling. No, you're telling. And you have to get over that, or you're transforming your buying from one thing to another. That's all you're really doing. And most people, when they get into multi-level marketing, they run and they're so excited and they're so happy. And the first person they run to is mom or sister or something. And the first thing they say to them, oh, you doing that? That doesn't work. And that brings you down, rather than look at the positive. So many people tell me, okay, yeah, you made it to the top. You have all this team. You're the head of this team. You started this team. You this, you that. But see, I was blessed that each one of these team members was an eagle. See, you don't find eagles gathered. You find them one at a time. And eagles will go where others won't go. Eagles will fly above a storm. See, it's not about the storm. It's about dancing in the rain. Eagles will go past the nose to find yeses. And when sometimes people are set high expectation, they want to get in MLM. Oh, I heard this person made $1 million. Well, they get in it and they don't make that and they think it doesn't work. But it does. It does work. And we have to learn how to get past the negative part of other people, not ourselves. We are so afraid. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And if we get fear out of the way, I often hear George Miles always say, do it scared. Do it scared. Do something that you haven't been able to do. And even if you're scared, try it. Just try it. Because if what you have is not working, your fear should be of keeping doing what you're doing and it's not working.
That's
instead
good.
Of trying something different. These individuals on the Amateur Millionaire Club are all great people that were willing to go the extra mile. A lot of us had no small levels. A lot of us, I had my son was sick. I went through so many things. He had surgery a whole bunch of times. And each of us on here had our trials and tribulations and different things going on. But we had to know that you have to keep going, no matter what. You have to keep going. When you see something that you want, don't let others take it from you because of a stigma that's not true. So that's why I'm so excited. And when I hear people say, I want to give up, you can't quit. The Bible says from Genesis to Revelation, you're a winner. And if you haven't won, the game is not over. So don't throw in your ball. You may have to go find another game, but keep going.
I know that's right. I like that.
The Amateur Millionaire Club is a perfect example of all these people that kept going no matter what. And
you see,
some of them have, Nicole and them have four kids. They had to go through kids getting sick and still do their job. I know Twyla has a son. And I remember sometime talking to Twyla and said, my son got to go to this game. My son got to go to that game. My son got to do this. I'm trying to get my husband to take him. But she kept going. Helen has four kids. The same thing. So, you know, it's about how you look at it. And you just have to keep going through that and going through that. Yes, when you make up your mind that I'm going to do something, do you think the devil is going to be happy? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. So that, Larissa, is to me the things that made me want to give up. And I had to stop and say, wow, is this for me or is this for the person that's trying to talk me out of it?
Wow. That's good. I knew somebody's in the chat room. A couple of women are there, and they're listening. And one lady said, you know, there's great information, so people are really appreciative. We do have a lot of the phone lines are jammed, and I can't, you know, of course, I can't open up the phone lines because we'll be here all day. So people will probably be flooding you all in with questions, which I want people to know that you will be able to follow up with them. You've gotten their names. I'll give you the website again where you can get all of their background information. You can connect with them individually on their Facebook and Twitter and wherever else that you may be able to follow up with them. But if I would open up the phone lines, we'd be here till midnight because, again, how many opportunities do you get to talk one-on-one with people who started with nothing and went to millionaire? Some of you might say, well, I didn't start with nothing. I had a good job. Well, guess what? Just having a good job really ain't a whole lot because that job could shut down at any moment. And they could give us a pink slip, and we would really be not with lunch. But you know what I'm saying, you know, hypothetically speaking, not that you didn't have anything, but we were saying you didn't have millions. And if you had millions, then we wouldn't need to know about being an amateur millionaire.
Right.
So we want to give kudos to all of you. And, again, you know, thanking you. We're going to be wrapping up shortly, but we still have a few more questions. And we thank you all for jumping in on that, Helen, and for Dorothy Cook. I'm not sure if I missed their phone lines, and I really do apologize, and I will get them back on if for some reason they were trying to call in. And because I have so many phone lines, I don't know which numbers there are. If any of you want to text me their phone numbers, that would be Lydia and or Erica. That would be fine, and I will come back to them. But I want to move on in the essence of time to get all the questions in. But before I go to this next question, I really want to bring in Mr. Irwin Portis because we have not yet heard from him, and he's a very, very powerful man. So I want to open up his phone line, or he's already open, I would imagine, and have him talk about, you know, looking back, what would he do differently if he could? If there's anything you could do differently, and welcome to the broadcast, Mr. Portis.
Good morning.
Good morning. A ball of fire. Go for it.
Well, I'm enjoying this show, but I just want to share that, you know, I guess one of the things that I realized I've done differently is that I would have realized the magnitude of this industry that we're in. And I paid more attention to what was really going on. But when I began to look at it, I saw that these very successful people in this industry, most of them were just ordinary people achieving extraordinary results. And I said, now, if they can do this, then I can do this. I started looking at it. I said, this is not about selling. It's about creating leverage by helping other people achieve their goals. But, you know, Robert Kiyosaki wrote a book called The Business of the 21st Century.
Mm.
And that business that he was talking about is network marketing.
Mm.
He said that more millionaires would be created through this industry than any other industry.
Mm.
So, you know, when you look at that, and now it's happening, you know, we are living proof that it's happening. So what we really learned to do is just to operate from a spirit of abundance rather than a spirit of lack and scarcity. You know, everything that all of us have done in the past, I mean, the people that will be listening to this call, everything we've done is related to where we're going with that abundance. You know, you know, people just don't fail. When you fail, you just keep going. You don't quit. But you don't just go through it. You grow through it, and you keep going, and you know there's a promise that you can have everything you want in life if you pay attention and just keep going. And in closing, we know a lot of people. We can't control the economy now, but we can control. Can't control what's happening with the jobs in corporate America, but we can control our own economy. You know, a lot of people are going to lose homes. They're going to lose vehicles. They don't have to. We have a plan A that will allow anybody to win. And this thing called network marketing is working. This can be it. This is it for those that choose to move forward with their life. Thank you for having me on the call.
Well, it was a blessing. We thank you that you hung in there, because I just realized, I'm like, wait a minute, we did not get to his question yet. But, oh, man, I could just spend a whole show just on each and every one of you are a gem and just rocket power in your own right, every last one of you. So I am just amazed. So let me go on with the rest of the questions so that we can finish up. Back to Nicola Jackson. So glad that you were able to stay around with us, and we thank you for all of those of you who have stuck through this whole hour and a half. You all are amazing. But anyway, Nicola, what made you keep going even when you did not see the successes that you eventually got to? What kept you going?
Well, Alisa, I can tell you what keeps me going now is definitely being around powerful people, people that empower you in Amateur Millionaires Club, all of them in their own right. Special thanks as well to our godmother, Dorothy Cook, because many a times when we all wanted to quit together, you know, she definitely say something that'll spark something back up in you. But as far as what makes made us keep going when we didn't want to go anymore, every single one of us on the line, every single one of the listeners have had mishaps in their life, and then they look up, you're still here, which means that now it's time for you to turn that mishap into your fortune. You know, for me, I thought I was a failure at having children. I would always have premature children, had children who were always very sickly, even one who has cerebral palsy. And I can tell you something. I said I wasn't going to have any more children. I wasn't going to do it again because it was painful. And then Robert and I had Caden, who was my very first full-term baby, which let me know, hey, if you can go through something that painful all the time, crying out to God to say, I need something different. And then when he gives you the opportunity, you're so scared to take it. You have to say, hey, I've been through a lot, and I'm still here. So you can go through this, because I can tell you something, it is definitely, definitely a rainbow at the end of the storm with network marketing. This has been the best decision Robert and I have ever made, was to step out, past, like I said, those naysayers, people are going to tell you no. Even after you hear this call, even after you hear this show, people are still going to tell you that's for them and it's not for you. But if God has no respect of person, then why is it not for you? Why is it not for you? You have to ask yourself that question. You're not going to have an answer. Because all of the things you've been through is exactly what you're going to use to be successful in network marketing. And that's what we've done.
Wow. Well, you all are doing it. And I will definitely stand by and say, guess what? They did it. I've watched them. I've been watching them for the past 3 years. They didn't just pop up out of nowhere with this. They've been working the business. They were telling us to work the business. And they were doing what they were saying. They were walking the walk. They were talking the talk and walking the walk, which is what all of you are saying that you have to do. And you've given us some real challenges to face and overcome. You've told us how we can go forward and move forward. Certainly appreciate this valuable information. I know our listeners appreciate it. All those who told me they had to work and they weren't able to tune in, they're going to go back and listen to the archives. Already we've had close to 100 people on the phone lines this morning just with this show. And this is not like a regular, this is not a regular listening audience total for a day show. So you all have really brought it today. I can't appreciate you more than doing anything. I don't know, but it's been great. But I want to ask my next two or three last questions just so we can let you all go. But every chance I get, I want to be able to thank each and every one of you for what you have done to the industry of network marketing, television, entrepreneurship. We're going to have, I have a question about families and a couple more questions, but being a woman, having the challenges of a woman in a lot of countries, women are downtrodden. They are not treated with the same status as men. You men have come on here. You have supported these women. You are married. You are working with your woman. You all are saying a lot to the world. You are God-fearing people. You guys are just saying volumes to this industry. And I wish you all so much success. But I do want to know, before I get to my question about families and the impact on the economy, I do want to ask, I think we found out that, I think China was here. Well, I'm not sure, but China helped.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good, China. Thank you so much, China. Let's love your name. And so all you women are just drop-dead gorgeous. So anybody listening, if you haven't gone to the website, if you haven't checked them out yet at the amateur, let me give that website out right now just in case somebody does have to step off and we'll come back. The Amateur Millionaires Club.tv. Go to their website, all of them. Look at each and every one of their profiles, the video clips, beautiful, gorgeous women that didn't just get like that because of television, because I met most of them and saw them before they ever got on Centric, and they were as beautiful then as they are now. So they are real, real, real people. If you're in the Atlanta area, Houston, wherever they might be, you can also check them out. They have all kinds of events coming up. But to the question that I wanted to ask them, what's next? I just thought I would throw that in. What's next for the cast? If you can give us some little insight to where you see this cast of about 13 or 14 of you all. Because, you know, some of us are waiting for the movie.
we are too.
I like it.
We want to see some plays.
Like,
we see a lot of. We want to see a weekly sitcom. Well, we already got that to me. We just want to see a bunch of stuff. So you tell us what is next.
Well, Alisa, this is China Bethley, and I tell you what, the sky is truly the limit. God has been so amazing thus far, and this journey has been amazing for each and every one of us, and not just us that you see on the screen. We represent, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that we're truly the voice for, who say yes to network marketing, and I believe that the Amateur Millionaires Club, each and every person that has been so open and transparent, has really, really you know, allowed ourselves to be the reflections of so many more people who want to come on board, and so many people who will now identify with someone's story and say, wow, I too can do it. I believe that, you know, we are called for a time such as this, a time where the middle class is pretty much evaporating right before our eyes, a time where what used to be secure is no longer secure. I believe that even though we were called for a time such as this, I feel that, you know, many are called and a few are chosen, and we are the chosen ones to open up our lives and be transparent and show you how we've come from humble beginnings and how we begin to evolve in such a way that you do see the professional and personal growth and how you can come in this way without being so polished perfectly and then be able to just evolve in a way. So I want to just stay tuned in to this season of Amateur Millionaires Club, airing every Saturday night on Centric. Stay tuned in and see, because we each have individual projects that we're working on, but as a cast, I believe that we're going to expose the world to network marketing, and that we are going to change the number from it only being the population of 5%ers to it being a much, much larger number of people who are getting involved and taking ownership of their life, leaving legacies behind. So I want to just say stay tuned in, and I promise you, you guys are going to be absolutely surprised at what's happening next for the cast of Amateur Millionaires Club.
Wow. Anyone else want to chime in? I know we had also Stormy, if you wanted to make mention of anything that you would see happen, and also Helen to answer that question.
I just came back to the line. I missed the question. I was trying to multitask. Got a lot going
on. That's right. You multitask. Hey, listen. No. It was just a simple question. Just wanted to know what was next for the cast, and what China did very well talking about telling everybody to stay tuned for what's about to come next. It's going to be some exciting.
Oh, okay.
And how you all are changing the industry of network marketing, and we can see that right before our eyes. And what's changing is how people, and I love how you all are changing the minds of the people, because a lot of people have been skeptical and thought it wasn't this or that, and they tried to put a bad name on something that is awesome, which was just silly in the beginning. But the fact that you all are showing that this is real, y'all, so that's okay. If you don't want it, that's for you. But guess what? This is real live business. It's a real life business opportunity.
Awesome. Well, this is Stormy Wallinson. What's next for me? Of course, got a lot going on. I started my own publishing company. My first project was actually my own book. It's entitled The Quiet Storm, My Life, My Process, My Victory. An incredible read. I've been getting a lot of rave reviews on it. Actually working on making it a movie right now as we speak. So excited about the future with that. I've transitioned on to another company, so I'm building my business, and, of course, my goal is to continue to spread the word of network marketing and how it's a great platform for anybody, again, to be able to live the life that they dream of on residual income. Of course, we prefer to have our residual income than 40 hours of work and 40 hours of pay. So just spreading the word on truly living your dreams, and of course, the Amateur Millionaires Club, just excited about where that's going. I see it as going into the second season. I see a lot of great things happening with that, and I definitely encourage everyone that's listening to tune in this Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern and tell a friend about it. And I encourage you guys to find a character on the show that you relate to, and allow us to take you and your family to the next level. So, Lalisa, again, thank you for having us, and I look forward to meeting you on the beaches of the world. Back to you, Lalisa.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad to be considered to be on a beach somewhere. That sounds nice to me, too. And, Helen, did you have any comments on that question before we move on to our last final two questions? Okay, so I'm not sure.
Helen may have gone. I know she had doctor's appointments with her kids.
Okay. All right, so let's just move right on and close out the show. It's been such a blessing. But I did want to touch on, before I ask my very, very last question that relates to the economy, I did want to hear from a couple on here, Nicole and Robert. I wanted to ask a question about
families, because again, I know a lot of families are really struggling right now, and they, you know, they can't pay their rent. They don't have enough money to even probably possibly come up with a down payment into a network business. But can you, to the two of you, Nicola and Robert, can you kind of speak to, because you said you have four kids, you talked about having one child, even having some challenges physically and what have you. So how can this network marketing business, home-based businesses, how can that really strengthen families and really help families?
Wow. Thanks for allowing us to answer that question. Well, the way we figured out how to balance it out was to just tie it all in together, because I just remember when we first started the business, I wasn't not totally in agreement with my wife starting a new venture at that time, because we had done tried this, we had done tried that, but one thing I did do is I trusted her. You know, if I can trust her to raise my kids, if I can trust her to take care of me the way she do, if I can trust her with my life, then why can't I continue to support her in any endeavor that she wanted to do? And when I chose to do that, you know, things started to happen, because one thing about men is that we have to start understanding that we have to start supporting our spouses, because sometimes they have intuition that we don't have, and I count on her for that intuition. So, you know, we just roll it around, and we allow our kids now, everybody partakes into the business. You know, we have our kids doing things in the business. So it just allows to have made the sacrifices from the start, because when you start to venture into new things and you already have a lot on your plate, there's a lot of sacrifices that have to go in play. There's a lot of dedication that you have to put into that sacrifice, and the sacrifice that we sacrifice some family time, we sacrifice some time with our kids, we sacrifice some relationship time, but with the support of each other, we wrap it back all around, because now kids understand that the sacrifice we made at the beginning of our career in network marketing, that it was to solidify a foundation for the times that we are able to travel with our kids, that our kids are able to do homeschool now. So now they understand that in life, when you want something to happen, you're going to have to make some sacrifices, and that's exactly what we did.
Wow. Thanks, thanks, honey, for even supporting us. It was, at least it was a great decision. What if it wasn't? Whew, I don't know, but it was. I just want to say, first and foremost, I believe that network marketing is going to bring the family back to the centers of our communities, where, you know, I know for us, my husband's business was starting to struggle. We were seeing some signs of the economy affecting the way we eat. And, you know, this was able to solidify, bring us back together as a family unit. Robert has been such a great, like he has been a bit great support, but now he's a phenomenal leader. So it helped us to grow together as a family. It also helped us to do what God had asked us in Proverbs. He said that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So even though right now we are experiencing the greatness of what God has blessed us with this opportunity, and because we stayed steadfast and stayed one place, even in our company that we're in, we stayed steadfast, even though no matter what we saw, it has also been paying off. And so I just want people to know that trials and tribulations, we're always going to have them, even in the family unit. But I can tell you something, going through them together, even if my husband has an issue or a pain at work, I understand it because we work together, okay? Our children, we got an 18-year-old just about to register to vote, and that, I want to just plug that, just about to register to vote. But then also now he just joined our business. So we're doing more of show and tell. In a different way. We're not just, we're able to show our children how they can become entrepreneurs versus just telling them you can be all you can be. We're showing them. And so, you know, God has been amazing. Lalisa, thank you so much again for having us. But again, bringing back those families to the center of the community, this opportunity is doing it, not tomorrow, but right now.
okay, right now. And that's what is so important, because what we're seeing all over the country, a lot of people are in devastation, and what they need is solutions. And that's what it sounds like from what we've heard throughout this whole hour and a half, and actually even a few minutes over, is solutions. And that's what the world needs. We got problems, we need solutions, and that's what the 13 of you have brought here today. And so it has been an amazing show. I cannot thank all of you enough, Jewel Tanker, Twyla Portis, Erin Portis, Nicola Jackson, Robert Jackson, Stormy Wellington, Shante Lloyd, Kenny Lloyd, Helen Della, Husay, I just love saying that, China Bentley, though she might have, China was here, definitely, Erica McQueen, I don't think was able to call in, but I'm getting confused now, there's so many of you, but it's been awesome, Lydia McKinney, and Dorothy Cook. Again, thank you. Kudos to the producers of your show, Leslie, I think it's Leslie Leland, and Dana. I'm not quite sure Dana's last name, but she knows who she is. Awesome. I just know them as Leslie and Dana. I spoke with them on the phone. The agreement of you all coming. It's been awesome. It's been great. And I just want to ask this last question about our economy, because right now, come November, we are going to reelect President Obama, or we're going to reelect someone, or we're going to elect someone else. Either way, we will have something new going down, because he will not be the same. Even if elected, he ain't the same person. So the White House, after 4 years, I believe that will change you. So our economy has been hit worse than it's ever been hit in the history of the United States, from what they tell me. What impact, Dorothy Cook, I want you to answer this, what impact, and you have about 1 minute to do so, what impact do you feel that this, the show, the Amateur Millionaire Club, and I know all of you have spoken to that, will have on this economy? Because right now people are hurting. People are literally dying in the streets, and people need an answer. People are robbing, stealing, killing, mugging, doing all things they can to try to get money to pay for their families.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel that this show, coming out right now when it is, the Amateur Millionaires Club, talking about network marketing, home-based businesses, about coming from a humble beginning, if you can give us in a 1 minute sentence,
yes,
or statement.
Thank you, Lalisa. I want to thank you for having all the cast members on. The impact that I know that this will make on people that have seen the show, and really, I don't want you to look at the show and say, oh, I can't do what they're doing. I want you to look at another way of making it. That's all you have to see. It's something different. There is a way out. You don't have to steal. You don't have to kill. You don't have to work on a job, and I'm not knocking jobs. You don't have to work where you're not making enough money. If you take this as a part-time basis, it will supplement your income. And we don't make income claims, because you do have to come in here and you have to go to work. But see, if you think about it, nobody on a job gets rich. So we got to do something different. We got to be willing to do what others won't do, so we can have what others won't have. And my dream is that this AMC club that's on Centric will show people there's a different way. While you're fighting to have a job, become an entrepreneur. See, we've been taught our lives, go to school, get a good job, get a good education, come out and have that great job. Well, why not go to school, get a good education, and own your own business? That way you're not fired, and you can just keep moving toward whatever goals you have. You have to do something different. And the Amateur Millionaire Club is showing you there is a different way. Multi-level marketing is not what people say it is. It's not cut out bad. It is not bad. If we come in and did it, and we've made it, you can do it. Stop listening to what other people are saying, especially when it's negative. Just try it. Just try it for yourself. Find one that makes you happy. Get in it. Go to amateurmillionairetv.com. Look at it. Look at each one
And like I said, identify yourself with one. Oh, I can do that. Or even if you feel like you just want some questions answered, we will get your questions answered. We will show you that there is another way, folks. So if you don't have a job, look at this. Look at this as a lifestyle. It'll put you back at home with your families. It'll give you time that you haven't had before to do something different. That's what we each all did. To God be the glory. He's no respecter of person. What he's done for each of the AMC Club members, he'll do for you.
Ah. Awesome, awesome, awesome way to end this. Again, if you are still on the phone line, people, we thank you so much for being so brave and staying with us throughout this whole little bit over an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I know some of you, your phone lines are still open. I just want to thank you. Again, if they want to get in touch with you, they can go right to the website. Amateur Millionaire, amateur just as it sounds, AMATEUR, Millionaire, MILLIONAIRESCLUB.TV. Go to that website. We want to drive everyone because some of them are in different businesses. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're not going to, we just want to say go to the website. On the website, there is a link for the cast. You can pull up each and every one. It will give their background, their bio information. You can also see past videos. You can go to the home page and watch video clips. You can put their names in Google or Facebook or wherever else you want to put them in and hook up with them. Some of you have already connected with them. We'll continue to promote this broadcast throughout the day. The information was just invaluable.
And tell them to be sure to watch Centric.
And be
10 o'clock Central.
Be sure to watch Centric.
Saturday nights.
Saturday nights. We're going to all, I think I'm going to do a Coach Lalisa's Amateur Millionaires Club night. And we're going to tape and we're going to be watching the show and we're going to get the response of the people right in the chat room. And so as people are watching, they can be in the chat room chatting about it. The show is, you all are certainly, in my mind, you all are stars in your own right. You make it so believable. I watched it. I was just sitting there and so godly proud, but happy and excited for what you're doing to the industry of network marketing. I am a business professor. I teach business courses. I've been teaching about direct sales and network marketing for the past 10 years, but now I feel so much more honored. I can't wait for the semester to start when I can roll up into my classroom and take a video clip from this show. Students, I am so looking forward to that day and to also take a clip from this show and let them hear that I actually interviewed you all. My students love it. I'm going to be able to share with them about network marketing even the more. It's just going to, I can't wait. September, here we come, you know. If you all ever want to come back, I pray that you all come back to the show.
And we will do that anytime you will have us.
I will have you anytime you desire to come. And as soon as I get my TV show, we're working on that. It's a talk show. As soon as I get that, I want to have you all lined up to come and sit down on my couch and talk about your successes, millionaires. And I can be, I'll be right there to say, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I knew you when. I'm so glad that I met you all before because it makes it more real for me. And, again, I just can't thank each and every one of you enough. Have a wonderful, wonderful, successful week, the rest of your week. What a way to kick off a Monday for all of your teams that you are working with, all the team that you all are, a part of a team. I'm hoping to join that team myself.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, who wouldn't want to be hooked up with a millionaire?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited.
Listen, I'm hooking up, y'all. I'm just letting you know. I'm doing a hookup here today, and if anybody out here wants a hookup, you better call me, and you better call me, inbox me quick, because, listen, you know what? I thank God for all of the abundance that you've all spoke about. I thank God you talked about faith, because when you trust in God, we all know there's more than enough. Again, I want to give kudos to your producers, and I'm going to be able to get their names right now because I'm on the website, and their names should be right there. I can't forget Leslie Leland because of the way, you know, she spelled her name out for me, but also Miss Dana Lyons, and I shouldn't have forgotten that because we have a street here in New Jersey called Lyons. Also want to give a shout-out to also produced by Shantae Page and producer Lauren Enzo Simmons and associate producer Charles Lemons. We want to give all of them kudos and what a fabulous job. Stormy Wellington, Dorothy Cook, China Bethley, Helen Delahunce, the Irwins, Irwin and Twyla Portis, okay. Shantae and Kenny Lloyd, Erica McQueen, Jewel Tankard, Leslie McKinney, Ola Jackson, Robert Jackson. Again, I just could go on and on.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome, and may God continue
praise
to
God.
With all blessings and all success for coming here on the show today and pouring out the way you did. I feel like we've been in a business course, a master's business class, a PhD business management course. I feel like we've gone to church. I feel like we've been in a parenting class. We've been in a relationship class. We got couples on here doing it big together, loving each other. Wow, the fact that you know, just being a married couple and in this business, wow. We have a lot of people on our Facebook page that I know are going to be blessed to tune in and listen. We have single mothers listening on this show. We have people listening on this show who get a monthly check. We have people on this show who are just, you know, one foot in the grave. You all brought something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? You all are an established club. You are a club to be with. Listen, people got their little clubs and their little associations. They ain't got nothing like the amateur.
Millionaire
club. You guys are packing it. Y'all got something for everybody.
Yes, we do. And, you know, Lalisa, I failed to mention, you know, I'm in my 60s, and I want people to know you can get in this business from 18 to 80.
Come on now.
18 to 80. You can, I talked to a lady that got laid off her job at 60. She said they put somebody else there and gave them half the money, and she said she's been looking for work, and can't find it. Well, We're here. Doesn't matter what age you are, what color you are, what background, doesn't matter about your credit, doesn't matter about anything other than you being willing to do something different.
Wow. Woo! Well, that's it. Somebody else, I think it was Stormy, said from jail to Yale, and you're talking about from 8 to 80.
Yes, ma'am. We are here waiting for you.
Don't miss it, people. This is your time to shine. This is your year. Bump that economy that says that you can't be nothing and have nothing and do nothing. You better find your way to the Amateur Millionaires Club.
Right.
Get up, get plugged in, and let's do this. Again, follow me on Facebook, The Lalisa Williams Show. You can go to my website, go to their website. Let's just, I tell you, take this to a whole nother level. For everyone that stayed with us, I know we've asked a lot of you today, and we so much appreciate it. I promise you, if you come, as a matter of fact, if you're tuned into the show, the conference that I talked about that's coming up August the 25th, and if you're in the New Jersey region, if for the first five people that either call me or inbox me on Facebook, the first five, that for those of you who are in the New Jersey, New York area that you were going to plan to come, I will get your ticket for free, just you and you alone. If you inbox me in the next, you only have a few minutes, but the first five people, my inbox, I'm on Facebook, Lalisa J. Williams, you can easily find me, or you can call my cell, 908-432-1853. That's 908-432-1853. Only going to the next five people will not have to pay the $30 registration fee.
Oh, I got it. We can send this thing off. Let me get the
Nicola. Those of you. So that's it.
Man, we got to email these people.
Show over. And we will see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Other segment.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.